Hello and welcome to the Wednesday, July 29th, 2015 edition of the Sand Center and Storm Center's Stormcast. My name is Johannes Ulrich and today I'm recording from Augusta, Georgia. In Diaries today, we got a post by Pratt talking about a recent run of email malware. It comes disguised as a message from EasyPass. Now, EasyPass is a very common toll road pay system. You're not familiar with this. And the attachment usually here is a zipped JavaScript file. So the attachment either says notice to appear or invoice, very similar to prior similar messages that have gone around. Now, the objective of the JavaScript is then to download additional malware, but also to conduct click spam, essentially by faking requests for advertisements that then make money for whoever sent you this malware. Overall, this type of malware is at least about a year old, I would say, and the downloads then are also typically triggering signatures that they claim to be images, but they're actually Windows executables. Overall, not very hard to detect this kind of spam because, well, when do you receive a zip file with JavaScript inside as an attachment legitimately? So a lot of spam filters are already blocking this type of attack. But given that the attackers are still using it, I guess it's still somewhat successful. And then we got more teasers from DEF CON and Black Hat, this time from a company called Bishop Fox that looked at Brink's CompuSafe Smart Safe. These are safes that are typically used in businesses. This wouldn't be something that you really see in a home. These safes have a computer built in that provides access control to the safe, usually to do things like logging, who accessed the safe, when, and the like. Turns out one of the serious design flaws in the safe is an exposed USB port. This USB port is meant to be used for maintenance tasks by technicians, but turns out by just plugging in a pre-programmed USB stick, something like Teensy or so that simulates a mouse and a keyboard, you can then pre-program keystroke, mouse movements and such that will essentially remote control the operating system, which appears to be Windows according to the cartoon video that the company set up as a demo on their website, and you can open the safe using this USB port. No password apparently is necessary to do so. So the only countermeasure that is being suggested here is to not allow physical access to the safe. However, that's kind of why you have safes, because you want to prevent physical access to the cache inside. So typically the safe is supposed to do prevent access even if someone has physical access to the safe. And remember, we just patched the Venom vulnerability in Xen that did allow host escape using the floppy disk driver. Turns out the CD-ROM driver is not much more secure. Kind of no real big surprise here. Again, the sort of common code that's vulnerable here comes from QEMU, the open source virtualization platform, and well, a particular Xen does borrow a lot of code from QEMU. CentOS 7 appears to be at particular risk here. CentOS and Red Hat Enterprise Linux 5 and 6 are not vulnerable. SUSE is listed as vulnerable. Haven't seen any patches from that yet. Same for Debian. And TÜV SÜD, a German organization that is responsible for many safety-related audits, for example, car safety inspection, but also the safety of industry systems and the like, did set up a pretty elaborate honeypot network that emulated a small water production plant. Now, as part of that plant, they did emulate various control servers, also some industrial control systems and a number of office systems, but also firewalls and the likes, essentially the whole network, and they had it up and running for several months. During that time, they noted many, I think about 60,000, if I remember correctly, attacks against this network. Now, many of these attacks, of course, were just sort of random attacks against the office system, so basically standard TCP IP attacks. But among all of that noise, they also saw a few attacks that did specifically attack Modbus and other control protocols that are not typically found in sort of your average office network. Not a lot of details about what the attackers would actually sort of achieve with these attacks. What it is was just probing around. So from the write-up, as far as I can, as far as I have read it, it's really more kind of a reconnaissance, not necessarily trying to affect the infrastructure itself. But given that this was just sort of a small network set up more or less on random address space and such, these networks are certainly being probed for and being explored by attackers who have some knowledge of these industry control protocols. Well, and that's it for today. So thanks and for listening, and talk to you again tomorrow. Bye.